All right, I got everyone's food. Who had the roast beef?
Me. Fuck are you?
Oh, I'm Greg. I'm the new hire.
Hire? Volunteer.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm getting paid.
You're not being paid.
Yeah, you'll have to pay for one of these company shirts.
I thought I was getting paid. Samantha?
What part of slave did you not understand? And to think you were being such a good boy.
Don't worry, you'll get paid for some exposure.
So what show is this?
The Marketplace of Ideas. Just Gary and Oscar bitching about stuff.
Yep, Gary is a racist, and Oscar wants to be a caveman.
Yeah, Gary tried to get me to sell crack to kids or something yesterday.
Yeah, he does that. Speaking of doing things, you know what you should do? Make more sandwiches. Like now.
Samantha, what the hell? I don't know.
I thought that thing would never stop. You're making the right decision going back for the knife.
What? No. We are just going back to make more sandwiches.
A slave to man. Might I remind you that your martyrs are not those gluttonous devourers of meat and bread. You only exist to claim the souls, and have yet to take one.
I'm working on it. All right, it's barely even day two, okay?
Hey, sorry about that in there. They'll be done with the show in a bit. They're nice dudes, just stressed out with Gary and Oscar being divas is all.
Yeah, haha, I figured. Also, am I being paid or not? It's no big deal if it isn't like a paid gig or something, but I just thought...
Kinda. You're in like a probationary period. If you do good work for a month or so, you can get stipends based off work.
Just another lackey. Yeah.
Can I trust you with something?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, what's up?
Remember how I was telling you about the landlord?
Yeah, what about him?
Well, I need you to deliver this cash to the library.
It's my first day. You really want me to deliver money across campus at like 12 at night?
Don't worry. I trust you with the important work too. Either way, I'm banned from the library. Some stupid thing with the book club. I usually just made Frank do it, but he went into the basement, which, well, you know, big no-no and all. At some point, the landlord set up a hollowed-out book in the library, so you just make sure it is in the book by 8 tomorrow. Here's the money and the name of the book.
Shrews, A Complete Anatomy, Behavior, and History. Shrews?
One of the only books that has never been checked out. They're like moles, I think.
Subspecies, I think.
A book made for you. We're depending on you for this. And don't worry about the sandwiches.
There is someone at the front desk. She's alone. If only you remembered the bread knife.
Not now. Hi?
Oh, I wish.
Oh. Oh, you made a joke. Huh. So, do you know where I can find this book? It's a book about shrews.
Not specifically. Most of our animal compendiums are on the third floor.
Can't you, like, punch it into the computer or whatever? Get the exact location?
I could.
Thanks.
I can sense a presence.
Oh, it's one of my professors.
What are you doing?
I just want to say hi. I imagine your little outburst yesterday made him have a negative opinion of me.
He is without defense. If you don't attack him, I shall.
Dave, no!
Studying hard, I hope.
Oh, well, just some recreational reading.
The evolutionary mystery of the four-headed penis unraveled? How echidnas get down and dirty? This is hardly insightful. Perhaps you should keep that reading in private, Greg. You know, I was under the impression that your earlier public indecency was a one-off incident.
Oh, this is for a class, actually. A sexuality course.
then it is hardly recreational, Greg. And I was under the understanding that the sexuality courses here were about humans, not echidnas.
Just, well, you know, it's a unit on the urges of, animals.
Truly riveting stuff.
Tonight has caused me to ponder. That excuse you keep parroting is that you do not wish to be caught by a potential witness.
Yes, there is always someone watching, no matter what.
Aha! Uh-huh. But you are never noticed by anyone. Not by those people at your volunteer work, nor by the person at the desk. Had it not been for me, that person earlier would undoubtedly ignore you. But, like our phantom, you can slip through undetected.
Well, I'm trying to make more of an effort to put myself out there. Okay?
Perhaps you should try killing people prior to making such an effort. You are the one making such a fuss about witnesses, after all. Personally, I do not care about witnesses. They are merely more people we can kill.
When we do kill someone, it has to be a net positive, okay? Now shut up!
Why are we stopped?
Where is the book?
It appears to be absent. Not a complete loss, however. We can return to the librarian and kill them. An enjoyable experience for us both.
Who the fuck rents a book about shrews? The book's not there.
I'll make a note.
Did you know of anyone who had checked out that shrew book recently? It is incredibly important that I get this particular book.
Is it desperately important that you read a book about shrews at 1 a.m?
Yes. And the sooner I find out who, the faster I'll leave you alone.
His name is Colton Hanks, and he lives off campus on Tepena Court. He's in some fraternity, I think.
Thanks.
What is the plan now?
No clue at this point.
Oh shit, bro. Didn't see you. Made me drop my juice, dude.
My bad. yeah. Hey, so you like to party, right?
Hell yeah, man.
Do you know about the frat with the triangles and weird three?
What?
You mean Delta Epsilon Delta?
Oh, yeah. I was looking for one of their members. Colton?
Colton Hanks? I got gender studies with him. Major party animal. He's at this, party we're going to.
Yeah, it's like 2 more blocks that way.
Oh, hey! I'm Greg, isn't it?
Actually, it's just Greg.
Listen, I'm not going to change my beliefs, change my speech to conform to your new pronouns. What's next? A week from now I'm supposed to be calling you, Gregina? No, you won't censor me, I'm Greg.
Alrighty then. What are you doing here then? Selling lemonade?
Lemonade? Real comedian, I'm Greg. But this ain't 1925, I'm Greg. I'm engaging in the free market, selling alcohol to these college yahoos.
Gary, all these people are kids. You can't sell alcohol to kids.
Why? Because the big old scary government says you can't? Oh, boo-hoo, I'm Greg. But this is the free market at work. This is an untapped market. You should know all is legal in the pursuit of wealth.
Jesus, why did I even try? So, do you know anything about Delta Epsilon Delta fraternity? One of them has a book I'm supposed to deposit the rent money into.
They got you on money bitch duties, huh? That sucks, but you best be careful with my money. You know I'm the money man, right? You think people tune in to watch Oscar, what's his name, or Kim's crime thing? No, they want the truth, and they get it from me.
Sure, yeah. But what about the frat?
They owe me money, is what's about with that frat. That frat is the worst kind of people. You would not believe the things they say.
Well, I guess I'll ask around the party for them.
Well, you get on it. You just put the pedal to the metal and get on it. All about opportunity cost, Greg. You know about opportunity cost?
Yeah, sure. I know all about it.
So, basically, if there's an opportunity to take a shortcut to get to where you're going, you take it. There's a park or a school in your way, you just go right through it. The cost of human life is much less than the opportunities their death has afforded you. That's why it's called opportunity cost.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I know you are quite bashful with regard to murdering people, but when you get around to killing him, make it quick. I quite like it.
First, I know him. Second, if I were to kill someone, it'd be someone at this party. Well, just a bunch of frat bros and douches.
Ooh, such vigor! I adore this!
So, Gary said they are some pretty reprehensible people, which, I mean, if Gary thinks they are shitty, they gotta be pretty bad people.
Imitate their speech to befriend these people. Use this rapport to infiltrate their home. Then you can proceed to kill them all!
It's not a bad idea. Except for the whole killing people thing. I can be like a douchey frat bro for a bit.
But like, I never really got into rap music because of that, you know?
Oh, definitely. Certain rappers just gatekeep the N-word. You know, why have a word in there if only a few people can sing it, am I right? Right, sorry, I'll just go this way. Well, none of them there. I've always hated how much they just shove it down our faces. Like, we get it, but don't have to be so, you know.
Dude, I am gay.
And if you don't leave in the next 7 seconds, I'm going to stab you in the fucking eye with this straw.
Huh. That didn't work. The people here aren't that bad.
You should try again at another group.
You smell the blood here too, sweet cheeks? Morgan Marcus, don't you worry your little head, my crimson honey pot. I see you. You're trying to munch blood, huh? Like sex with a girl on her cycle?
No. Definitely not at all, dude.
Hey, I said it is, all right. I don't judge anyone, especially if they want their sex to look like an afterbirth. If you want, we can get out of here, take the party elsewhere.
I think this is that net positive murder that you were looking for.
I agree.
Oh, babe, you'll be popping soon enough with that spirit. I'll be waiting for you in my automobile. It's a little green car, but it can pack a lot of fun.
Whoa, hey. Try to keep things private.
Hey, I am not gay.
Chill out, bro. I'm beginning to think you might be, like, homophobe or something. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
I didn't say anything homophobic.
Hey, Colton, what's going on?
This guy scared off the guy he was talking to.
What are you... Wait, what happened to Marcus?
He was spouting some bullshit about the gay agenda earlier.
Hey, buddy. What's your name?
It's Greg.
Greg? Okay. Hey, listen, Greg. Okay, just... Can you get the fuck out of here? We don't do that shit here, okay?
So we just go back to the library then? Just put the envelope in one of the other books?
You can go back to the gathering and kill the loud one.
No, too many people in there. And I said we're not killing anyone.
We shall see. You are likely to change your mind when you see that.
Oh, snap. It's the guy from the party.
He is alone. No witnesses. I do not think you will find that man under the quilt.
No, I'm looking for the shrew book.
Greg, your prey approaches.
How the fuck didn't he see me?
As I said, a ghost.
Oh, wow. This is good. Real good. His wallet. That's Colton, and he's an organ donor.
So?
Well, it means the Shrewbrook is here. Also, he might be like a good person, I think. I'm not even an organ donor.
Hugh! You're that creep, Greg!
He is not dead yet. Impressive. Allows you time to truly savor this moment.
No, I need to think.
What are you doing?
I'm moving him to the basement so I can think.
Once again, I must do all the heavy lifting.
I hate it when you do this. And there, perfect knot to make sure Colton doesn't escape.
I must say I'm proud of you. I had no idea you were a proponent of torture.
What? No, I just need to make sure that he won't run off while I think.
Think about what? We already decided he is a bad person who must die.
That organ donor thing got me thinking. He might not be that bad a guy, you know? I just need to do some research on the guy before I'm sure. You can tell a lot about someone by what their room looks like. Do you see this, Dave?
Yes. The Shrew Book is on the desk. Retrieve it and return to the basement to get your prey.
No. I mean, he's a good person. Like, a really good person. Look at these family photos, his service hours. He even got an award from Obama. We can't do this to him.
And what are you thinking of doing?
Leaving? We're not killing him. I mean, we got the book, we can just go.
And leave a witness? Not only will you have to spend the rest of your short life in a cage, the afterlife is not kind to those who back out of deals with the damned.
I said we are not killing him.
After you put that mortal in the basement, do you not recall that he has also seen your face? Or that you attend school with him?
I can't do it. I won't do it.
Greg, we can do it. I know you are a virgin, but if you like, I can take the lead.
Shut up!
It is only in jest. Recall that initial rage, okay? Remember his words. Does that not anger you?
Yeah, but...
But nothing!
But he's not a piece of shit. You saw those pictures, seen what he's done.
Him or us? Or rather, him or you? Juthralis was hardly explicit about the consequences, but in failing to complete the deal, your mind would be spirited to hell. We will part ways, of course. Me... I can get a new host, but for you, well, I would rather not spoil the surprise. It appears you have also forgotten the key as well. None of these squabblings in this realm will matter when you are basking in heaven. Just grab the knife. It is an easy task.
This is easy, right? Right? We just can't overthink it.
I humored your pro-con board, and I was amused by the nervous pacing. But this Venn diagram is completely odious.
It's not a Venn diagram. I said it was like a You know what? Never mind. We are not killing him. I'll just go to hell, or whatever. You know, if we do kill someone, I want it to be a net positive in the world.
If? What do you mean by if? Answer me. Why are we here, right now? Right now, in this house?
I thought... He was just a tool. Just like a complete douche or something. I don't know, but he is like a better person than me. He does volunteer work and donates blood.
He can donate blood for our cause. That might be useful.
Look, you know, he might see that we're a good person. We let him go and...
And then what? He will inform the local law enforcement and I will have no qualms of being overt to the law. Quite ironic that you're the one to discard secrecy. A month in prison and an eternity in hell?
You just don't fucking quit, do you? I know I'll go to hell. At this point, it is easier than having to deal with whatever the fuck this is. I know it's not a lie, but it might be enough. I mean, they could only help, right? The next person? What are you talking about? We're done. I cannot do this.
Shut up! Shut up! Oh, good. You woke up. Okay, so I thought it all through and stuff, and we decided to go ahead and let you go. But you're not going to say anything, okay? You know, like, nod your head or something if you're not going to say anything. Hey, so, you know, I'm really sorry about the whole kidnapping thing. We're at your house, so I don't really. Anyways, I'm sorry about the whole thing, so here. I want to pay you off with this. It is only $18, but that's all I have. You don't say anything, and we part ways. I really only wanted your shrew book. Are you okay?
Sure.
So, we're cool, right? You're gonna be calm, right?
Dead calm.
Get him, you fool! A terrific plan, Greg. I would slow clap if I had control of us.
Shut the fuck up and help me find the shrew book!
The kitchen! You left it there during your nervous pacing.
You Venn diagrammed my fucking life? You psycho!
I mean, I decided against killing you, and it's not really a Venn diagram, it's more...
You better stay down, bigot.
Quick! Someone is stealing your kill!
We have to check on him, Colton. Colton! Oh, Lord, he's still alive.
What luck! Now you can savor your kill.
Please. It hurts.
It is the merciful thing to do.
We're not
Please,
doing...
Just do it.
It is what he wants.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures, he makes me lie down. To still waters, he leads
Within
me.
Within the pit of the arm,
he restores
I'm
my
sure
soul.
The initial flesh and the auxiliary artery will rupture.
I will fear
will
no evil, for
pain.
You are with me. Your rod and staff come.
Dave, what the fuck are we supposed to do with the body? Dave. Where are you? Colton, come back to life. Dave!
Here. Here is the $18. He will not be needing it anymore.
But I killed you.
Oh, yes. Do not worry. You did kill him. I am merely controlling his corpse.
What? Dave?
Yes?
Demons can puppet corpses?
Hardly difficult. I actually quite like having a full skin of suit to myself. You were hardly accommodating for a demon of my stature.
Jesus. Are you okay, dude?
The skin is loose around the joints, but other than that, never better.
Hey, are you sure you're
Return
good,
to the library.
I mean, you're like
I shall handle the situation
everywhere.
You have created here. Be gone from here, mortal swine! Now that I am corporeal, there will be no end to the cruelty I will enact. The judgment you have long since deserved has arrived and is here to end you all.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Episode 2 of The Devil's Plaything was directed by Diego Herrera, written by Diego Herrera and Logan Strahl. Technical direction and audio engineering by Aaron Camacho. Script consulting by Trina Umana. And music by Jess Getter. Greg was played by Izzy Rojas. Dave and Colton by Jaden Marie. Gary Carey and Morgan Marcus by Kiefen Osiori. Professor Davis by Christopher Lona. Samantha by Audrey Donovan. And Joe Yatterick as the librarian, with additional voices by Diego Herrera, Aaron Camacho, and Ernesto Luna. The Devil's Plaything was produced by Aaron Camacho, Diego Herrera, and Ernesto Luna, with executive producer Izzy Rojas. If you like the show, then give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at Theater Tacuach and Mastodon at Tacuache Theater at podvibes.co. The Devil's Plaything is a Tacuache Theater production.